Uncle Sam was called Walt on this moment of Indiana history. The nation has been personified as Uncle Sam for so long, the origins of the connection are hazy. The most iconic version of the avuncular figure, however, is clearly linked to the Hoosier State. Artist James Montgomery Flagg consulted the mirror in creating a portrait of Uncle Sam for the cover of the July 6, 1916 issue of Leslie's Weekly. The figure in the long-tailed coat, stovepipe hat, and sideburns was captioned, "What are you doing for preparedness?" In updating the image to recruit soldiers for World War II, Flagg hired a Hoosier-born veteran who'd posed for Norman Rockwell. Chosen for his long nose and arms and bushy eyebrows, Walter Botts was a professional jazz musician in New York at the time that Flagg painted his portrait. Born in Shelburne of English, German, and half-Crow Indian ancestry in 1900, Botts grew up playing sports and music. Botts eventually enrolled at Purdue and enlisted in the war effort, although the armistice came while he was waiting to ship out. With an honorable discharge, Botts set off to tour the nation with Doc Ross's Jazz Bandits as singer and saxophonist. Botts enjoyed extended engagements at New York's toniest nightclubs, performing with Harry James and Jack Teagarden. Presented with a commendation for service by President Johnson in 1969, Botts was also honored posthumously by President Nixon. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.